Okay, let's learn. Today's daf is daf chav. We're going to learn today daf chavav. On daf chavav, the Chazal tell us that the tefillos were established by the avos. There are two opinions in the Gemara. Who is that? Why do we have three tefillos? Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. The Gemara's second interpretation. It was established to correspond to the Korbanos. Shachris is keneged tamid shel shachar. The Mincha is keneged the tamid shel bein harboim. Or more accurately, it's connected the minchas nesachim of the tamid shel bein harboim. The beginning and the end. Every carbon has a carbon and is accompanied by a mincha and a zevach. Shachris is the beginning of the day. We bring the carbon, the zevach. It's the carbon itself. And mincha, what concludes the tamid shel bein harboim? The minchas nesachim. That's why it's called mincha according to one interpretation. And then comes ma'ariv arvis connected the evar mupadam that burnt on the mizbech the entire night. The Gemara's first interpretation, why do we have three tefillos? Kneged the Ovos. The Ovos established the tefillos, Avram established Shachris, as the Gemara brings a pasuk that Vayashchar Avram Baboiker, and he returned to the place where he was mispal for the people of Stom. Mincha was established by Yitzchak when he went out to the field to be mispal for a shidduch, and Ma'ariv was established by Yaakov Avinu when he wanted to return back to Lavan to find a wife, and in the meantime he passed by Beisel, and he was mispal at the place of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, the place where the Akedah took place. Okay. Now, there is a incredible vort that's said over the name of the Chidush HaRim, and it's also expanded upon by Rav Shol Moshe Zilberman. Doesn't know who he is? He's the Abbezin of Varshav. Not Warsaw, but Varshav. I do not know what that is. It's brought down in the party of Yosef. No, not Warsaw.
No, Poland.
Yeah, Varshav, Varshav. Warsaw, okay, very good.
They ended up in the Varshav shul.
Varshav, okay, fine. So he was the Abbezin of Varshav. It's brought down, I'm telling you now, is an incredible chiddush that normally, you know, that I'm not so machmir to tell you who says the verloch, because even though I'm sure, because I'm a darbish, I'm not maybe gulyolam, but unfortunately I have a very bad midah, I forget to tell you who says, but this is such a tremendous chiddush, I know you're going to attack me, so I have to tell you exactly who says this. So again, it's Rav Shol Moshe Zilberman, the Av Bezdin of Varshav, brought down the Paradis Yosef, B'Shem Nechadush Yerim. Not everything is Moshe Yerim, part of it has been embellished by him. I saw this in two places, the Daf Aladaf, and I also saw this in the Tzoytse Hashas. And he says as follows, an incredible, incredible Chiddush, which requires great understanding, requires intense study to understand the depth of what this means. We have here the three tefillahs established by the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. There's a siman. The siman to remember who established which tefillah is the second letter of their name. What's the second letter of Avraham? Avraham. Beis. Beis is Boker. Avraham established tefillah Shachris, Boker. Yitzchak. What's the second letter of Yitzchak? Tzadi. Who established Tzoharayim? Yitzchak. What's the second letter of Yaakov? Yud Ayin. Arvis, Yaakov established Ma'ariv, Erev, the evening. Boiker, Tzoharayim, and Erev. Erev, Boiker, Tzoharayim, the three tefillos for the three of us. Now, this also, we learned in today's daf, something called Vosikin, daf Amin Aleph, and wrote down in the Gemara before. There's an inyan of davening Kiv Vosikin. Vosikin means Talmidim, that are Mechavev, the mitzvos, that are humble. There is such an opinion that l'chatchila person should daven that the best time to recite Kriya Shema is before the sun rises. The ideal time to recite Shemona Esrei is when, as the sun rises. And there's also an inyan of being Samech Gul L'Tfila. So the best thing to do was to say Kriya Shema right before the sun rises, and then say then be Samech the Bracha of Goal Yisrael, which concludes the Brachas Kriya Shema with the Shemona Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael, start the Shemona Esrei, and you have three birds in one stone. If you daven Kivosikin, you begin the Kriya Shema before the sun rises, and you conclude Goal Yisrael, and then start the Shemona Esrei as the sun rises, you get in Kriya Shema in the ideal time, you get Shemona Esrei the ideal time, and you Samech Gul L'Tfila. You have three incredible mitzvos, and this is what it means Kedavim Kivosikin, to be like the Talmidim, which cherish mitzvos, who are humble and want to do everything perfectly. Kivosikin. Who established Tfilas Kivosikin? Because Vosikin is not. That's not Avraham. Avraham Ayashkem, Avraham Aboker. It does not say that Avraham went and was in Sakin, Tfilas Kivosikin. Avraham was in Sakin, David Shachris, and the Zman Shachris goes until Chatzos, or until the fourth hour of the day as we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on? Who was this one that established this inyan of the Kivosikin? The answer is, I need a chumash for this. If you give me a chumash, the answer is it was Lot. Lot. Who is Lot? What's the second letter of Lot? What's the second letter of Vav? Vosikin. Now let me explain to you where in the world was Lot misaken. I need a target. We have a mikroskudol. Look at the mikroskudol. Look at the mikroskudol. We need a target. Yonasan ben Uziel. Target. Yonasan ben Uziel. Perek Yud Tes. Cain Bereishis. This is very interesting. Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Ches, or maybe it's the other way around. Perek Yud Ches. Nope, I got it wrong. Of course, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Ches. Let me read the pasuk. Vayoymer Loit Aleihem Alno Adonai. Please, my masters, I do not want this. What's going on here? This is the parsha. Let me go back. A pasuk before. Vayhi ki hoitziyam hoitzam achutza. The Malachim came to save Lot and his family and his two daughters. And he took them out of the city. He took them out of Sodom. Vayomer he molit al nafshecha. Escape. This city is going to turn to gofres from Melach in a few moments. Al tabit acharecha. V'al tamoy b'chol akikar. Hehoro he molit. Run to the mountain. Penti sofeh. Vayomer loit alehem. Thank you very, very much. Lot said to them, Al no Adonai. Malachim, please, I don't want this. It's even Kodesh. Pashat Kodesh. Please, my masters, I don't want to run to the mountain. I can't go there. It's too close. Hinei no motzo. Hinei no motzo. Avdecho chin beinecha. Vatagdel chasdecha. Beautiful expression of tefillah. I have found favor in your eyes, and your kindness is great. Asher asisi modi lahachiyos asnafshi. You have given life to me. It's unbelievable. Look at this pasuk. It's noir of oyim. This plakim. Who's saying this? Lot. I can't go to the mountain because it's too close to Avmavidu. Rash tells us too close. I'll be in the presence of, until now, I was a tzaddik among my people. Compared relative to the people of Sodom, I was a great person. And I'm going to go near Avraham. Relative to Avraham, I'm a Rosh Marusha. I'll be finished. I need to go to a place that's some buffer zone, not near Avraham and not near Sodom. Let me go to this little city that's nearby. It's a small city. You can let the city go. You don't have to destroy the other cities. You know what? We've accepted your prayer. So Lot escaped to Tzor. The Pashto says that it would have been destroyed. And due to his tfilos, Lot was able to save the city Tzoyar. Hashemesh Yotso al Haaretz. The sun rose. He was this beautiful. This is a beautiful tefillah. We give Lot, you know, a really, really bad rap because of what happened with his daughters. That happened later on. Okay, he went to stone. Lot is not a pashut person. Hashemesh Yotso al Haaretz v'loit bot soara. So that means that this tefillah took place right before the sun rose. This tefillah took place at the moment of Kivosikin, as the sun was rising. Oh. This beautiful elaborate tefillah where he begged for his life. I don't want to go to the mountain. I want you to save a whole city on my behalf. I need a city. I can't go live in this by this in isolation. I need a city Tzoyar. So Hashem accepted his tefillah. So Lloyd established the tefillah of a seeker. In fact, here in the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, he elaborates upon this. And Pasuk Yud, you have to look at the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, where we quote from. So it says, Pasuk Yud Ches, Va'amar Loit, Levosei Bevohu Minoch. Now what are those words? Nearly, Midachsev, look at the parish. Midachsev, No, Loshen Ba'kosha, Ki Parish Rashi, Svi L'Shashon L'Shashim Zekoydish, Kedisa, this is a Tzvito Kodesh Baruch Hu, and ubikesh lahamtin asher yispalel Hashem. He was mispalel Hashem, and this word is the shorish of the word vasikin. This is the word vasikin. Vayimalo levasei bevumi noch amtin li shal zira ad dinisboa rachamin. Okay, don't say vasikin. Take that back. Dinisboa racham kodom Hashem. Aleph dalet nun yun. This pasuk is kodesh. I want to be mevakesh rachamim before Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel clearly explains that over here when he says al no aleph dalet nun yun, he was being mispalel to Hashem, not just to the malachim, and he was being mispalel Hashem eshiyotza kivosikin. Unbelievable. So the makor for tefillas v'sikin comes from Lot. People get up early in the morning. It's very hard down v'sikin. Every day it's a different day of zman. To drive you crazy. Every single day you have to adjust your calendar. You have to adjust when you're going to daven. Wake up at different times throughout the entire year. It's a hard thing. Who's misakin this? Not the avos. Lot. How can a taka be that Lot? Lot's koyach is greater. So there's something very, you have to understand, Lot is not a simple person. Lot is a very complicated person. Lot comes Melech HaMashiach. You can't deny the fact. Lot comes Rus, and from Rus comes comes Moab, from Moab comes Rus, from Rus comes David, from David comes Melech HaMashiach, from Lot comes Mashiach. And we have to also understand that Avraham Avinu, he risked his life for Lot. Avraham Avinu, we don't find that he risked his life for Yitzchak. We don't find he risked his life for Yishmael. He wanted Yishmael to live. Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha. But when he heard that Lot ki nishpa ochiv, he called Lot his brother. Can you imagine? He doesn't call anyone his brother than Lot. When he heard that Lot was captured, he went and he was willing to. It was a suicide mission to go fight against 9 kings, the 4 kings, and the 5 kings, enter into a world war. One man, 318 men. It was a joke. He risked his life, a suicide mission, to do everything he possibly can to save his nephew Lot. Why? So simply it's because who was the first one that died? Al Kiddush Hashem. Choron. Nimrod threw Avraham Avinu into the Kivshan HaEsh. Avraham Avinu miraculously survived. And then came next. He said, the new Choron. You also believe in Hashem? So Choron said, yeah, I do. Now, there's a whole discussion. What was his cheshvan? He saw that his brother was saved. The miracle. Okay, whatever his cheshvans were, it's not important. The Metzias, the person that goes to a Kivshan HaEsh, you die. And Choron said, I believe in Hashem. I don't believe in you. I don't believe in your idols. I'm willing to give up my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh. Choron, the brother of Avram, was the very first person to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Unbelievable. Not Avram. Avram was thrown, he survived. He actually died. What did Choron leave over? A child. He left over Lot. What do people care about? Their children. Avraham Avinu felt that Lot is not just my nephew. He's my brother. My brother died for my cause. What would my brother want if my brother were here? Someone to take care of my children. He viewed Lot as an extension of his brother because his brother believed in him. His brother died for his cause. Therefore, Avraham called Lot my brother, and Avraham was willing to risk his life, to give up his life on behalf of his brother, his nephew Lot, of Vayishma Avraham ki nishpa ochiv, Vayorok eschanichov, he went to save her. Avraham Avinu deeply, deeply cared about Lot. He took him with him wherever he had to go. He cared for him. He prayed for him. He took care of him. And when you care about something, it makes a roshim on the person. The person that you care about, even if it seems they did not succeed in living out the ideals that you put in them, but the mitzias is, if you care for someone, it has a roshim. What's the koyach of Avraham Avinu? Tfila. Vayashkem Avram Vayashel Amok Masha Amat Sham. The koyach Avram was given over to a certain degree to Lot. Because Avram cared deeply about Lot. He made a roshim. Mimela Lot also contributed to the koyach HaTzvila of Klal Yisrael. Just like he contributed to Klal Yisrael in the form that from him came Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will come from him. Ad hayom hazeh. Every single day there is a koyach of Lot in Klal Yisrael before the coming of Mashiach in this thing called Kivah Sigin, to daven in the ideal form and fashion. Again, only because Lot was a product of the care of Avraham Avinu. I once remember her story about Rav Stern. Rav Stern was the Mashkiach. I don't remember his first name in Kamenitz, in Eretz Yisrael. He has a son, Rav Yechiel Michel Stern. He's a goyim atzam. He wrote many, many svarim. So his father was a mashkiach in one of the major yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And I once read his biography. And the thing which stuck out in the biography, like hit me like a bolt of lightning, the only thing that I remember is that there was a Talmud in the yeshiva, and he once revealed to someone that he fasted multiple fasts that this Talmud should not go, should be matzliach. This Talmud was at risk. There was some he had problems, and he was afraid that this Talmud, who knows what would happen with him. So the Mashkiach fasted as a bakoshta, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to have rachamim on this Talmud that he should be okay. He shouldn't go off the derech. He shouldn't do things that he should not be doing. Can you imagine? The parents send him off to Eretz Yisrael. Parents are not fasting for him. The parents are not, the grandparents are not fasting. The Mashkiach takes an interest in the Talmud. He's afraid that this Talmud is not being, he fasts. Can you imagine? Aaron Ravinu did the same thing for Lot. He deeply cared about Lot. And that deep impression about Lot put in him a koyach of Aaron Ravinu, that he had this most beautiful, eloquent tefillah that cannot even be imagined. And al no adonai, he nei no motzo avdecho chen bein. Like Moshe Rabbeinu talking, it's like a psukim out of. If you wouldn't know chumash inside out, and now someone would say this pasuk to you, you would say, "This sounds like something you read in the summer, in the long parshas of the summer, parshas with schan and ekov." He nei no motzo avdecho chen beinecha vatagdel chastecha shasitz imodi lahachiyah says nafshi. Beautiful expressions. And here he was misfollowed, and his tefillah was answered at an ideal moment in time, and this became a koyach and klal yisrael kedavin kivosikin. Okay, so this is an incredible vart, which I think is totally off the beaten track, to say such a thing, that Lot is like one of the avos to say that you don't. Let me just tell you some other one of the other. Yeah.
Who would have been Yehuda? Who would have been
Yehuda? Yeah.
That he sacrificed, and then the people that want to make Eger, the Salim was from him.
Yeah.
Rashi also, his father sacrificed not to sell the jewelry for the Avodah Zarah. Rashi came from him. Hashem is going to give the best.
Okay, you have to, everything has to be interpreted separately. Let me just say another 5 minutes. Let me tell you two very quick things. Avraham Avinu, this is an incredible chesed. What do we learn in the Koyach of Tehillah from Avraham Avinu? We learn from Sdom. Avram was mispalel for the people of Sdom, and the next day, we really learn from the next day, Vayash came Avram Abayker, to return to the place where he, to El HaMokom, where he was mispalel for the people of Sodom yesterday. That's the Makar for Tzvila. Now it's a Pella, because Avraham woke up the next day, and he returned to the place where he was mispalel for the people of Sdom yesterday. But his Tzvilas didn't work. The tefillah that he was installed, he had Hashem save someone. No, I can't save some. Maybe there'll be 50 tzaddikim. No, there aren't. 40, 30, 10. There's not even 10. There's no one. There's no one knew. What could I do? It didn't work. He was mispalo, and the tefillahs were not answered. The answer was no, 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 no. And the next day he comes back and he talks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another conversation. From that we learn the koyach of tefillah of shachris. If you want to find a makar for tefillah, you should find a makar where the tefillah works, not for a makar where the tefillah does not work. So from here we learn an incredible insight that the koyach tefillah has nothing to do with if Hashem says yes or no. Tefillah is something which it's an opportunity to speak to Hashem. It's 100% irrelevant if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says yes or no. It's to develop your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Avraham Avinu. What did he get out of it? He didn't got to know. But he had a relationship. The relationship was such a good relationship, he was able to come back tomorrow and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember other things. All my tefillahs yesterday knew, so they didn't work. That's a very important lesson that we learned from this Gemara. What?
Yeah, that's Avraham Avinu at that level, but for most of us,
yeah,
especially in time of Tzara,
yeah.
You know, which is ironic. Most of us don't really think about thanking Kodesh Baruch when things go well. But in times of Tzara, you can be really discouraged if the answer is no.
So the
person is very sick. Chas v'shalom, dies of cancer, dies of this. That depresses you a little bit.
Yes, it does.
Discourage you a little
bit. So the answer is you have to reassess, reanalyze. Okay, there are a lot of mahalchim. We can't go through them. There are a lot of mahalchim how to deal with this. They're very, very common question, and there are a lot of mahalchim which has to be dealt with. I can't do it in 2 minutes. There are. I'll give you the basic answers later on. But it's a very very difficult question. It's a very common question, and it needs a proper treatment.
I don't think you can address it today. I'm just pointing
it's a common, yes, it's a common question. There are many different layers of different elements, dimensions in tefillah. Okay, let's do a very quick halachic inyan, very, very quick. There's a very important Tosfos today. Tosfos talks about a question where the Gemara talks about when a person forgets daven Shemona Esrei. So he can make up the Shemona Esrei by davening the next tefillah. What happens if the next tefillah is a different type of day? Let's say you forget daven Mincha, and then it's Shabbos. Now it's Friday night. So the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos is not the same Shemona Esrei. It doesn't matter. Even though you missed the Mincha of Chol, you can daven a double Shemona Esrei for Shabbos. That's called Tashlumin. Now he ties a long dish of Shiloh, which has many, many nafkamin to Lachal Maisim is Banazek. I just want to bring out the issue. Ties a long dish of Shiloh is, let's say you do daven Mincha. You daven a Mincha, but it's Rosh Chodesh. And when you daven Mincha Rosh Chodesh, you forget to say Yale V'yavoi. So you daven Rosh Mincha, good Shemona Esrei, you forgot to say Yale V'yavoi, and now it's Friday night, and I forgot to say yesterday Yale V'yavoi. Do I now say over, and then Friday night it's no longer Rosh Chodesh? Do I repeat the double Shemona Esrei? So the question, what are you going to accomplish? If you're going to want to go and be mashed on the missing Yale V'yavoi, you're not. It's too late because now Friday night you're not going to say Yale V'yavoi. If you want to go be mashed on the missing tefillah, well, I davened the full Shemona Esrei. I did daven. So what's the halacha? So this is a machlokes in the Tosfos brings out two shittos, and here's the lamb. The lamb says when you daven Shemona Esrei and you forget to say Yale V'yavoi, is it the pshat? It's as if you didn't daven altogether. When you're missing a subbing that's essential for the tefillah, it's ki'ilu you didn't daven. Zero. You get zero credit. If that's the pshat, get zero credit. So my riff, Friday night, daven a double Shemona Esrei. Because everyone agrees that if you didn't daven altogether Friday afternoon, then you have to daven a double Shemona Esrei Friday night. That's a given. So if you hold that if you daven a Shemona Esrei and you're missing a Yale V'yavoi, it's ki'ilu, you did not daven a Yale V'yavoi. You didn't daven altogether. And you didn't try to daven Friday night two Shemona Esrei. But if the lomb is when you're going, you daven something and you're missing what's up, that's essential. So it's, no, you did daven. I daven a good Shemona Esrei, a beautiful Shemona Esrei. It's just that I'm missing the Yale V'yavoi. So the halach is if you're missing the Yale V'yavoi, you daven the Shemona Esrei again. As long as it's not yet nightfall, it's not yet an evening, you daven again, but it's a good Shemona Esrei. If that's the lundis, then it's a good Shemona Esrei. It's just you're missing Yale V'yavoi, you mechuyav to repeat the Shemona Esrei to get on the Yale V'yavoi, and now the whole Zman passes, now the evening, it's impossible, it's too late, it's too late because what are you going to gain? Daven you did. Yale V'yavoi you're not going to gain now, so then there's no purpose out. So let me just tell you an interesting nafkamina halacha lemaisa. Now let's say a person, he davens, it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's during the winter, you're supposed to say Tal Lamad Levracha. And you daven Shemona Esrei. Gewalt, I forgot to say Yale V'yavoi. Oy, gewalt. No, I repeat the Shemona Esrei. No, don't mincha, bring mincha. Mincha, daven mincha. It's Rosh Chodesh, I daven mincha. I forgot to say Yale V'yavoi. No. So I daven again. The second time when I daven the second Shemona Esrei, I said the Yale V'yavoi, but I forgot to say the same Tal Lamad Levracha. So now my shaila is, should I daven the third Shemona Esrei? If the lamdus is the first mahalich, then when you're missing something that's essential to tefillah, it's ki'ilu, you didn't daven? So then, I didn't daven the first Shemona Esrei. I didn't daven the second Shemona Esrei. That's right, you better daven the third Shemona Esrei to get there. But if the Lamed says, no, you daven the good Shemona Esrei, it's just that it's missing this prat. So you mechuyev to daven again to get in that prat. So I daven again. But I forgot a different prat. But soif kol soif, I davened.
And
the first Shemona Esrei, I said the first prat. And the second, I said the third prat. So then there would be no inyan of davening a third Shemona Esrei. Get another nafkamina. Let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, and they say Yale V'yavoi, they do Birchas Kohanim at Shachris, and it's Rosh Chodesh, they do Birchas Kohanim. They do Birchas Kohanim. And the Kohanim get and make the bracha, and they do like that. That's how you do Eretz Yisrael, you go to the hotel, they do Birchas Kohanim. And then it's Rosh Chodesh, and they forgot to say Yale V'yavoi. And no one chaps that they forgot to say Yale V'yavoi until they're already up to Sim Shalom. They're up to Sim Shalom. Wait a minute. They already did Birchas Kohanim. Wait a minute. He never said Yale V'yavoi, the Shliach Tzibah. So they make the Shliach Tzibah go back and to Ritzay and repeat the Yale V'yavoi. Do the Kohanim have to do Birchas Kohanim again? So if the Lamdis says that when you forget something, it's Kilo, you didn't daven. He didn't daven. So the Birchas Kohanim was negated. Nochem all do the Birchas Kohanim. But if the pshat is you daven, just missing a certain prat. So now you go back and you do, but that does not negate the koyach of the tefillah itself. Then you namuchiv. So this answer is not, it's not really clear what the halacha is, what the lamnis says. The Mishnah Berurah halacha Maya says it's a big suffix what to do with this lamnis. And the Nela, you daven again when it comes to davening with the tfilas, with the kavana that it should be a tfilas nidava. You do daven again, but it should not be b'deh der choiva, because their choiva, maybe we pass like the mandem that says ataka, it's a good tefillah, it's just you're missing a certain prat. So the certain prat, that's much more limited than what you can do again. So daven again with a kavan that should be a tefillah asnidava. It might not mean when it's Shabbos and Yom Tif, when there is no tefillah asnidava, what? Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there's no tefillah nedava, you taka stuck. You can't daven an extra one esrei. It's a suffix. You don't daven again, and you can't daven nedava because on days when you don't daven until it's nedava, brachos kaihanim luchayit tzadik brachos lahakel. You don't make a new bracha, but they do brachos kaihanim again, but they don't make the bracha a second time around. Okay, well, have a nice day.
Can I say
yes. Yeah.